Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm about to break some really huge news here as we start the second hour of the broadcast. And then I'm going to segue into incredible UFO alien disclosure developments and a bunch of other domestic operations. And as much as I'm upset about Trump and the betrayals and him going sideways, and I've told myself this, I've told Harrison this, because I'm just as much focusing on Israel and Trump as he is. We've got to also cover the Democrats and all the horrible stuff they're up to and remember how bad they are. That doesn't mean we should even support Trump. He's a lame duck. He's not running again. But we cannot persecute or blame most Republicans. Most of the Congress is telling Trump, stop this, and publicly saying, don't put troops on the ground. 80+% 85% of Americans, like 75% of Republicans are telling Trump, no boots on the ground. I mean, what we're saying is popular and sane. And there's no declaration of war. And then I just hate Trump wrecking the midterms. The recovery was starting to work. The numbers were coming in. It was starting to happen. We were getting traction. And now that's out the window. I mean, this is bad. And you got one camp of people just say, don't even try to get anything good out of Trump. You know, just give up or you're a Trump brown noser. You know, you're an idiot. We need to, if the Democrats were in and try to do bad stuff, I'd be lobbying and speaking out and saying protest and call Congress and, you know, get the ideas out. That's just crazy. But that's a big talking point. If you point out anything going on good or who's good in the administration or good things happening, don't you do that. It's all bad. But you have the neocons that if you don't just support total endless war and U.S. troops dying and, you know, they signed up for this and they're excited to go die. By the way, Germany is now announced men of military age not allowed to leave the country without special dispensation. What, the 20-something countries, 13, 14 of them have reinstated the draft, including women? First time ever. Oh, yeah, it's a fair world. Women, you get to go die. Heck, Seth and Trump and them are coming out right now. I'm going to go to some of this, and then I'm going to give you the horrible news. I've now read the Iranian plan. I was reading corporate synopses. I've actually read it. They basically, I'm surprised, offered to surrender, basically, and Trump said, no, I'm blowing you all up tomorrow. So now I'm really pissed at Trump because he was listening to people and saying he wanted an off-ramp, but now he swung back over to the other side. This is just total bonker town. Let's go to Trump live with Heg Seth on a briefing to talk up saving the pilot. And a whole bunch of, you know, stuff got shot down. People got killed, but this is a stunt. Oh, look how daring. Look how great our military is, making it about them. Support the war, and you don't support our troops if you don't. You don't support how great our military is. Nobody said they're not the best. And the majority of them I know are really upset about what's happening. So, again, it's this game. Oh, look how great our military is. Look how daring they are. Look how amazing they are. Only we can do this. So support. It's like having a beautiful sword. So support someone just bashing it into marble and breaking the sword. Like, look how beautiful this vintage Corvette is. So support me driving it over a cliff or you don't love this Corvette. Look how cute this baby is. I'm going to put it in a wood chipper. You don't support this baby if you don't let me feed it into it. I'm trying to stop Trump destroying the country and potentially the world and all of us with him. That's what this is about. I am horrified by this. This is the facts, but I'm not going to lie to you. Here's Trump. This is live.
It's a great honor to be with you and happy Easter. We had a great Easter. This is one of our better Easters, I think,
Kane,
in a lot of
got
different
Hicks
ways.
Says you got Trump.
Militarily.
You got Ratcliffe, CIA, fluttering around.
So, good afternoon. We have quite a bit to discuss. We'll go into pretty good detail. And we have the people that are most involved.
By the way, even Ratcliffe wouldn't say they had intelligence that they were going to attack. It came from Kushner.
We're here today to celebrate the success of one of the largest, most complex, most harrowing combat searches. I guess you would call it a search and rescue mission ever attempted by the military. Generally, when planes are knocked down in war, especially when you're fighting a strong group, an evil group, you can't really do this because...
I thought they're defeated. I thought they don't even have a BB gun.
200 men to pick up one, and it's something that's usually not attempted as much as you want to attempt, and bad things happen to that one or two. And in this case, we did two, and it might not have been attempted before, but we did, and we got...
So they're using...
Great talent, but we got a little luck, too, I would say.
The fighter pilots.
And...
this guy was the weapons
by a lot of people,
controller.
People.
The weapons officer. They're like, are you for the weapons officer and our heroes that saved him? Okay, well, then you're for the whole war, right? Total bait and switch, shell game, gaslighting 101, horse crap.
An American
F-15. We want to hear about what the war is about, when it's going to end. Are you for the straight or not? You don't want the straight. You better effing give me the straight. Allah Akbar. Which Trump do I believe?
Well, at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
The good news is that idiot Mark Levin, who admits he knows nothing about the military, he said it. I don't know anything about the military, but our experts are incredible, and we need to have a permanent base in Israel to keep launching attacks. We need to kind of end this now. Yeah. Good. Yes. Yes. Good. Good, Dumbo.
Was asked to make a decision. I ordered the U.S. Armed Forces to do whatever was necessary to bring our brave warriors back home. A risky decision. Because we could have ended up with
that's true. It's all risky, yeah. We're not at a craps table here, Trump.
Hard decision to make. But in the United States military, we leave no American behind. We don't do it.
See, in the past, I could just defend Trump all day because I agree with everything he was doing. This is how it works. If I don't agree with it, I'm going to tell you. If you don't like it, fine.
At very low altitude, being shot by bullets.
When the Democrats win and you're eating dog food, remember.
Bring rifles into play when you're going that low. But there are also certain advantages. And in broad daylight over Iran for 7 hours at times facing very, very heavy enemy fire. We have a helicopter that's got a lot of bullets in it. It's amazing. We just realized how good those weapons are.
By the way, they're definitely covering up casualties. We don't know how many, but that's confirmed.
Nobody has the equipment that we have, and nobody has the military that we have, not even close.
Okay, great. You're abusing it.
Anywhere in the world by far.
Yeah, that's true.
The flight crews and warfighters aboard those aircraft took extraordinary risks to rescue their fellow service
members. We already know that. What's
happening with you? This first wave of search and rescue forces successfully located the pilot of the F-15, and he was extracted from enemy territory by an HH-60 Jolly Green 2 helicopter. Fabulous machine.
Remember, I called it from a distant silhouette. I said a Jolly Green giant. I nailed it, but nobody did. That's studying, that buddy.
When
first videos came out,
machinery.
I said, Jolly Green Giant.
What happened?
Remember, pull it up. I nailed it last week.
Injured. Meanwhile, the second crew member, a weapons system officer, highly respected colonel, had landed a significant distance away from the pilot. When you're going at those speeds, even if you go out 2 or 3 seconds later, it's miles. It's miles and miles away because you're going fast.
You think Trump can identify a Jolly Green Giant when it's a speck on a screen?
Stranded in an area teeming with terrorists from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, rough group, as well as besieged militia and local authorities.
Yeah, it's a giant beehive of crazies.
On top of everything else.
Which you want us to ground invade.
Told the communities actually within side of Iran, the people of Iran. They were
like the Russians invaded Texas in 1950.
Incentive to find this pilot.
Not a good idea.
Despite the peril, the officer followed his training and climbed into the treacherous mountain terrain and started climbing toward a higher altitude, something they were trained to do in order to evade capture. They want to always go as far away from the site of the shoot down. You want to go as far away
because
they
will head
right to that site. You want to be as far away as you can.
Can you tell us about
And he was injured.
Sears training next.
Amazing, amazing thing. He scaled cliff faces, bleeding rather profusely, treated his own wounds, and contacted American forces to transmit his location. They have a very sophisticated beeper-type apparatus.
The sat beacon.
That is on them at all times. And when they go out on these missions, they make sure they have lots of battery space and they're in good
shape.
Yeah,
I think so.
And this one worked
really
well.
Low-flying missions over Iran, totally insane. No one should have authorized that.
We immediately mobilized a massive operation to retrieve
him. You know they pulled the planes back now to our level.
Mountain holdout. And he kept going higher and higher. The mountain kept getting rougher and rougher and really very, very hard to find. The second rescue mission involved 155 aircraft, including 4 bombers, 64 fighters, 48 refueling tankers.
What did I say
when
they take Kurg Island or any of that? It's a trap to get us fully into it when they're pinned down, surrounded by all those hills and mountains and other islands. How many rescue aircraft did it take for that?
Because they had a vast military force out there, thousands, thousands of
people. If you're
going
to take those islands, you got to take the hills on the beach.
So we wanted them to look in different areas, so we were.
Then you got to secure that.
Scattered it all over like we were right on top of them. We had 7 different locations where they thought, and they were very confused. They said, well, wait a minute, they've got groups here, they've got groups there. It's an amazing thing. I was listening to these great people, these great generals, General Raising Cane, who's amazing.
Remember Trump 2 days before it got shot down, saying Iran has, quote, no anti-aircraft equipment? Their radar's 100% annihilated?
Sites where everybody thought he was located. We think we have
the plane's weapons systems officer, a highly respected colonel, according to Trump, ejected from the plane and got seriously wounded.
25 miles down the coast.
So wounded he can't be on TV right now at this press conference.
Breathtaking show of skill and precision.
He still hiked up a 7,000-foot mountain to hide in a crevice.
The real area.
The Zagros Mountains, despite wounds.
The stranded officer destroyed all threats and exited Iranian territory.
They had a whole bunch of Reapers,
of any kind.
U.S. MQ-9 Reapers, had to bomb soldiers trying to get him.
The officer had evaded capture on the ground in Iran for almost 48 hours.
Then the U.S. had to seize
an
airport 200 miles inside.
When you're bleeding.
Reportedly, 2 helicopters got blown up. They're suppressing that.
When we left, as you probably know, we had 2 large planes, pretty old planes that carried a lot. We needed a lot more equipment going in than coming out, obviously, because going in, we needed to be able to scale mountains, and we had a lot of equipment.
You got to love Trump. Why don't you let the military experts talk, buddy?
So we thought there may be a problem taking off because of the weight of the plane, and then we also had all the men jumping back onto the planes, and they got pretty well bogged down, and we had a contingency plan, which was unbelievable.
Oh, tell them how we
lighter,
tell them our rescue plans for next time.
Aircraft came in.
That's really
and
smart.
They took them out. We blew up the old planes.
They shouldn't even be
we
doing
blew
this.
Them up to smithereens, because we had equipment on the planes that, frankly, we'd like to take, but I don't think it was worthwhile spending another 4 hours there taking it off. So we didn't want anybody to have. We have the best.
I want to open the phones up and ask airborne rangers.
Examining our
folks like that. I don't even want to talk bad about the president. Just be honest. Is it good to be giving our mission plans and response plans out on air? Think that's good?
Faster, lighter planes come in, and they were able to land on the sand. We needed the bigger planes because we had so much equipment that we needed. We took 3 helicopters over there, which were very strongly used, and couldn't have lived without them. They did, and they performed unbelievably well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd see it, you wouldn't believe it.
Wreckage helicopters I saw sure looked real.
And these guys had them. The rotors were off. They rebuilt these helicopters in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah,
they're
blown up on the
ground. One of the more amazing things. These
when I saw, they blew up helicopters, but the people got off and survived, barely.
Unbelievably powerful,
heavily wounded and got on aircraft.
Very small, so it can get into certain areas.
Well, no one can say this wasn't John Wayne stuff by our military. This is nobody else does this stuff. This is completely insane. I'll give it to our military. Incredible.
10 minutes. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
The genius that you put them in that position. People. Who would think that? You'd think it would take 5 days to build them. And in some companies, it would take 5
days. No, our volunteer military is incredible.
Well, but they served us well. As Commander-in-Chief, I never forget the extraordinary risk taken by the warriors that we send into battle. And the genius, I mean, think of it, having a contingency of 3 planes waiting because we think the sand is so bad that we probably won't be able to take off. And the planes really got bogged. Sand was, this was not.
And they had to go find another
runway.
Airport
farm,
to runway. Then fly them by helicopters to.
It did the trick. But to
take
have
an
a contingency
airport, take a mountain,
as opposed to having
this,
to wait 2
that.
Days. Can you imagine right in the middle? This was central.
This was saving one guy.
This
you imagine
right,
invading the Strait of Hormuz, Trump? 10,000 times worse.
And probably the toughest area of Iran where we'd be sitting there. So these planes came in. Those pilots came in so fast and so quick and got out of there. Everybody got aboard.
And they
and
know
just
they
got
get us trapped on those beaches. I'll be saying save our trips. I mean, I'll be supporting response. This is a trap, folks. I won't be able to help myself at that point. I'm not going to say sacrifice troops. Marines. You get Israel's brain works? Oh, Trump, kill the mullah. They'll give up then. No, makes them 10 times worse. Oh, Trump, land troops, invade. Oh, yeah. Oh, you only need 10,000. Fire the head of the army. He's wrong. You see the trap here?
We thank God for every single one of them. And the talent, the genius is not even talent. It's genius.
Getting pissed.
The whole ball game, every one of them.
Using our military as pawns. He doesn't know
Maduro,
that.
We went into a military compound, a massive, with thousands and thousands of soldiers, and within a matter of minutes. And he lived behind iron doors. There were steel doors, broke them down so quickly. And within almost minutes, he was in the back of these planes. It was a similar group.
And it took everything we had to get this done. And now you want to invade thousands of square miles.
Heaven and earth to bring them home safely. We're going to bring our people home safely. I want to thank every member of the U.S. Armed Forces involved in these historic operations.
I'll give Trump this. Thanks to the pilot and everybody else. Incredible success. I mean, but that's not Trump's success.
Not that they don't want to do it.
I'm not trying to put him down. I'm just saying, stop it, man.
Areas, when you look at these helicopters, when you look at the amount of bullets and
if he rolls the dice more, which I already wasn't going to do. Now it looks like he is.
You
want to roll the dice some more, folks? Is this like we're at a roulette wheel here?
Well, it was the Easter. We were in the Easter territory, I guess. But God was watching us. Amazing. Because when you look at the machinery, they took damage. It tells you. First thing I said is, these are unbelievable machines, how they flew back and not even much of a problem. But these two extraordinary rescues, because it was two, and as you probably know, we didn't talk about the first one for an hour. Then somebody leaked something, which we'll hopefully find that leaker. We're looking very hard to find that leaker. And talked about there's somebody missing. They basically said that we have one, and there's somebody missing. Well, they didn't know there was somebody missing until this leaker gave the information. So whoever it was, we think we'll be able to find it out because we're going to go to the media company that released it, and we're going to say national security, give it up or go to jail.
Well, you just leaked
and
how the emergency recovery works, but you're the president. You're actually allowed to do that. So just, I think it's stupid.
Because when they did that, all of a sudden, the entire country of Iran knew that there was a pilot that was somewhere on their land that was fighting for his life.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't know, and a whole bunch of helicopters and stuff flying around. I'm sure they didn't know.
The pilots and for the people going in to search for him. All of a sudden,
I'm sure they didn't radio back. They saw parachutes.
They know
I'm sure
that there's somebody out there. They see all these planes coming
in. Still should be in the media.
It became a much more difficult operation because a leaker leaked that we have one, we've rescued one, but there's another one out there that we're trying to get. So actually, the country, Iran, put out a major notice, you all saw it, offering a very big award for anybody that captures the pilot. So in addition to a hostile, very talented, very good, very evil military, we had—
Oh, they're very good and very evil? I thought they're pathetic.
Trying to get an award. So when you add that to it, but we have to find that leaker because that's a sick person. Probably
yeah, sick
didn't realize
Trump.
The extent of how bad it was. I can't imagine that the person did, but we're going to find out. It's national security.
Yeah, the Iranians didn't know. Dozens of helicopters flying around low, getting shot at.
We'll go to jail if he doesn't say, and that doesn't last long. And I think everybody would understand it. They put this mission at great risk. They put that man at great risk, and they put the hundreds of people that went in looking for him, because everyone now knows.
Yes, he told us eight times. We now know. He'll say it again, probably.
Over the past 37 days, America's armed forces have carried out more than 10,000 combat flights over Iran, unheard of.
15,000.
Striking more than 13,000 targets. The F-15 we lost last week.
15,000, Trump.
Was the first manned aircraft downed by the enemy in this entire operation with thousands and thousands of flights. They got lucky. It was a lucky hit. You know, eventually you get lucky. But we got lucky, too, because we got
both of
them.
I was about to say that.
But it's a record that is unparalleled in the history of military air operations. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. It's such an honor to be involved with it. We were up late at night, and then we were waiting for those contingent planes to come in, and we say, come on, let's go get in, because they're waiting out on this farm without a runway, with wet, crummy soil, sand.
I've heard this about five times.
Sand, wet sand, and it eats planes alive, and we're waiting, and we're saying, I hope that one can land and take off. And they came in like magic, boom, 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 one after another. It was like genius. I'm so impressed by that. Because we were a little concerned. We said, boy, if they don't get in and get up fast, we're sitting in them. And that's called Iran Prime, right, General? That's where the whole bed is. And
good
here we
God,
are sitting there waiting
us.
For a plane. But they came in so fast and so hard, and these guys knew exactly what to do. Let's go.
Trump's
come on. Get in. Let's
Venezuela
go.
Gamble worked.
They came one right after
I
another.
Overall not supported it because it's in our interest
they
and it's in our hemisphere.
At the same time. They had to come right after each
and
other.
And I said it'll embolden him on our end, and it did.
Land.
And will this embolden
tiny
him?
Tiny little patch of very wet earth and sand. So I'm so proud of the
people. Wet earth and sand. Is that 15 times?
Standing up here with me and many others that worked. I mean, so many. Steve Witkoff's over here. He's doing fantastically. Jared Kushner. But
they lied
the people
to you about
that
the intelligence
here, the
that Iran was about to attack.
Amazing. And I think I'm going to introduce the head of the CIA, and he is a man who he's central casting, okay?
Oh,
if
my
we
God.
Cast a movie,
right, let's
he's going to play
it's
the
live. Hands. We'll come back and join it where it was at. I had so much to cover, but I got to play this. And I'm sorry, folks. I hate having to go after Trump, but I'm not going to sit here and agree with bullcrap. Let's open the phones up for air rescue, military, airborne type folks, pilots, fighter pilots, weapons officers. Am I wrong? I'm not going to get mad at you. Please convince me I'm wrong that what I'm hearing is really not good and that Trump shouldn't be talking about all this. And what do you think? Maybe he's going into Iran great? Maybe God is with Trump. Maybe we just look, you know, why have the mullahs fallen yet? I mean, you know. Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, military only, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We'll be back. Stay with us. Oh, and I got a lot of news coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.